Time now for Know Your Heart, a weekly conversation with physicians of Carolina Cardiology on how to care for the health of your heart.
With us today, Dr. Carlos Halbrecht with Carolina Cardiology. And doctor, the whole issue of AFib is something very common in the practice of cardiology.
AFib is a common arrhythmia that unfortunately is found in the United States in a lot of people after they do have a stroke. Atrial fibrillation has to be diagnosed because at times it comes and goes into what we call paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, which sometimes becomes chronic. During these paroxysms of on and off, AFib is when people can have a stroke and go undetected. There's different modalities to detect atrial fibrillation and prevent the first or second stroke. Your cardiologist has to use all the possible tools to diagnose if you have paroxysmal AFib linked to a stroke and use the proper anticoagulation therapy based on the specific score and the risk for a stroke of every different individual. But in atrial fibrillation, the number one, two, and three things you do is prevent the stroke.
And of course, when you talk about preventing the stroke very quickly, what can you do?
The thing that you can do is take oral anticoagulants. In the past, we only had warfarin, but patients have a lot more options nowadays instead of warfarin, which is cumbersome to manage with your diet.
And of course, I've heard you say before, diet and exercise, just improving your quality of life, can help you prevent all this.
In general, hypertension is one of the conditions that is linked to atrial fibrillation, but atrial fibrillation can happen in healthy individuals as well.
Dr. Carlos Halbrecht, thank you very much for all that you do.
Thank you very much.
Know Your Heart is brought to you by Carolina Cardiology Associates, dedicated to improving your quality of life. Learn more online at CarolinaCardiologyAssociates.com.